Fernanda.
Yes, Maria.
So we're in the studio, and probably it's an understatement to say we have got a lot to talk about.
Yes. Attorney General Sessions said quite a bit on his speech, and we're going to get through everything that he said and sort of what that means throughout the episode.
We're going to bring you this story of a DACA recipient who was actually a hero during Hurricane Harvey. And also, coming up, we're going to talk to a researcher. There's a lot of questions around the actual impact of DACA on the economy. So we're going to talk to that person.
And we're also going to hear from you, our listeners, about what the end of DACA means for you.
So, Fernanda, we need to give our listeners some context and some history about DACA.
Let's do that. And let's start in the summer of 2012. So by 2012, as you remember, this had been a couple of years of protests.
Right. And the DREAM Act would have really been, it would have come from Congress, it would have been a law, and it would have essentially legalized millions of young people. We knew that the Obama administration was feeling a lot of pressure around the issue of immigration and young people, and they were getting much more fearless in their protests.
It's summertime now. The protests continue. It's also election season. So Obama's running for re-election against Mitt Romney on the Republican side. And then Obama comes out and makes an announcement on June 15th, 2012.
They were brought to this country by their parents, sometimes even as infants, and often have no idea that they're undocumented until they apply for a job. Or over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization. Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix.
I was a reporter in Arizona. And I remember so many people were really excited to hear this. But at the same time, when I interviewed a couple of people about how they felt, they were kind of like, well, this sounds good, but this is kind of temporary. And I'm a little afraid to give the government all my information. And who knows if Obama's even going to get reelected.
Because they were actually going to be walking in as undocumented people into a federal office and giving them all of their personal information.
Once Obama got reelected, then I think people felt okay to go into immigration buildings and say, I want to apply for this. Here's who I am. Here's how you can find me.
A lot of people are saying things about DACA, and it almost feels like anybody could get DACA, or that, you know, you could just pay and just get it. But in fact, it's actually, there are a lot of requirements.
Yes. It's a very specific population that can qualify for DACA. They basically had to check yes on like a ton of boxes. In order to qualify for DACA, you must have been under 31 years old as of June 15th, 2012. Remember, that's the day that Obama made the announcement. You had to have been in the U.S. on that day. You had to prove that you had continuously lived here since June 15th, 2007. So Obama announces this on 2012. You had to prove that you had been in the U.S. and hadn't left in 5 years. You had to have come to the U.S. before you were 16. You had to either be currently enrolled in school, have graduated from high school, or have a GED, or be an honorably discharged veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces. You had to have a clean record. So basically, you could never have been convicted of a felony, no significant misdemeanors, and you couldn't even have 3 misdemeanors, which are kind of the minor offenses.
Right. Things like trespassing or like drinking in public, those kind of things.
Right. After you kind of check yes on all of these things, you had to pay $465 to apply.
So you have to be a perfect young person, and then you have to pay to assure that you're not going to be deported.
Well, you're paying to apply. That doesn't mean you're going to get it. So there were people who applied who paid the $465 and then were denied.
And so what are we talking about in terms of the actual number of people who have gotten into DACA since it was launched?
There's almost 800,000 people who have gotten in 5 years. It can be renewed every 2 years. And some of them may have gotten it multiple times, which means they paid the $465 once, then they paid it again to renew. You know what I mean? So if you just do like a quick math equation, and it's 465 times 800,000, that's $372 million.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Okay, let's move on now to talk about...
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
This announcement that was made not by President Trump, but by Attorney General Sessions.
We've all heard the announcement now, but basically to sum it up, Attorney General Sessions ordered immigration officials to stop accepting all new applications for DACA. And the important thing to point out here is that if you have DACA, though, you can have that permit be valid until it expires. The only people who can renew it if it's about to expire are the people who have an expiration date before March. So let's say your DACA expires in July of next year. That's it. You can't renew it. But if your DACA expires in December, you have the next month to apply to renew it.
So what President Trump did is that he actually threw this back onto Congress.
That happened in the morning, right? The announcement. Then by like 8 o'clock at night or by sometime at night, Trump tweeted something out that confused a lot of us. And I'll read you what his tweet said. It said, Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA, parentheses, something the Obama administration was unable to do. If they can't, I will revisit this issue, exclamation point, end tweet.
Which, so it seems like what he's saying is potentially, I could come back and do my own Trump executive action on DACA.
Maybe.
Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch.
Okay, so that's Attorney General Jeff Sessions again. And he posed this argument that DACA was being shut down because of legal questions and constitutional law questions.
Yet in the 5 years that DACA was in place, there was no judge anywhere in the United States that shut it down because it was unconstitutional.
Let's talk more specifically about what Attorney General Sessions said. There were some factual problems.
The effect of this unilateral executive amnesty, among other things, contributed to a surge of minors at the southern border that yielded terrible humanitarian consequences.
Okay, so here's the problem with this argument. He's saying that the people who came in 2014 from Central America, the unaccompanied minors, came because of DACA, they would have never qualified. Remember when I listed out all the requirements? You had to have been in the United States on June 15th, 2012, when Obama made the announcement.
And not left the country.
Correct. So this is happening 2 years after DACA was announced.
He was doing a lot of these disjointed connection things because another thing that Attorney General Sessions said was that by ending DACA, the country would be safer.
Defend the national security, ensure the public safety.
Literally, by definition, if you have DACA, you pass the background check. Like, unless the government made some terrible mistake and you ended up being a criminal who just looked really good on paper, like, you have DACA, you're good.
Like, you're not only good, you're like squeaky, clean good with a seal of approval kind of good.
You're like the good kid at school who never got in trouble.
All right. And here's one more factually questionable statement from Attorney General Sessions.
The DACA program was implemented in 2012 and essentially provided a legal status for recipients for a renewable 2-year term, worker authorization, and other benefits, including participation in the Social Security program to 800,000 mostly adult illegal aliens.
All right, so let's just be clear. DACA is not and never was a pathway to citizenship, a pathway to legalization, a pathway to kind of regularize your immigration status in the United States permanently. It also, to be clear, DACA does not mean that you are eligible for welfare, for disability, or for any other type of Social Security benefits.
So when Attorney General Jeff Sessions is saying that these people are participating in the Social Security system, I mean, technically he's right that they're participating, but it's because they're putting money into the system. Just like you and me, we have money taken out of our paychecks, so do they. They have work permits, they are working legally, and they have part of their income being put into the Social Security system and Medicare that they are not able to pull money out of.
Thanks, Fernanda, for all of that context and for all of your reporting on this.
Thanks, Maria.
That's Latino USA producer Fernanda Chavarri.